from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Scoop City, the podcast hosted by Diana Rossini on The Athletic. Chase Daniel went on with her, and she had an interesting comment about Bo Nix and Sean Payton. And I think there is a way that this could be mitigated a little bit.
Sean is panicky on the mic.
What do you mean? Like, give me an example.
Okay, let's, what hash, Bo, what hash is there? Do we want 12? No, 12. No, big 20. No, 11. 11 personnel. Okay, 11. Gun shirts, right? 3-jet, all special. It's probably going to be like, huh? Like, no. Gun shirts, right? 3-jet, all. No. Bo! You're getting a delay again.
Like, I would think he was the opposite because, A, he's a perfectionist, but, B, he's been doing this so long. Like, what is he panicking over?
It's a relationship between a play caller and a quarterback that's going to take time. They're not going to be perfect. They're going to get some delay of games. You just got to live with it.
The regression that could happen in Nocton. Look, a quarterback is always blamed for the delay of game and game management type stuff like that, procedural stuff in a huddle, and the penalties always called on the quarterback in that regard. But I think that is really good insight into what it's like when you have those coach comms, right? Because you'll see like a quarterback in his ear, he'll throw an arm out one side or the other, and that gives left hash, right hash. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go down the middle for center, ball in the middle of the field. But that kind of frantic pacing with Sean Payton, obviously some quarterbacks cannot handle it.
Yeah.
But what is so good with Drew Brees was Drew Brees knew what Sean Payton was thinking.
Yes. On the same page, the same sheet music. The most recent example of that, did you ever see that clip of Stafford and McVay? Where McVay's still talking to him, and he's like, "Shut up!
Shut up!
I know what the play is."
And right there, you hear like the problem with Chase Daniel was he couldn't process. He needed to hear the whole play
and then put it together.
And what Sean Payton wants is a quarterback that when he starts the play call, he's like, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
We're good. I don't need you to repeat
that. I don't need the alerts. I don't need the formation. I don't need to check. I know what tick, 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 tick.
And I know that Daniel is going at this from being the backup and being in there like, okay, yeah, I need you to calm down because you don't want to screw anything up. You just want things to be right. But I think that it's a really good thing to kind of get out there that a lot of these rookie quarterbacks, when you see these, you know, procedural issues that happen, a lot of it is the overthinking in that buzzword again, the processing.
Yeah, it's the reps, it's the familiarity, it's the knowledge. It becomes institutional. And yes, even with you change coaches, you still understand like rhythms and cadence and thought process. Like, if you spend a year with a coach, a head coach, quarterback's coach, whoever you're working with, coordinator, and you understand in the film room, in prep, hey, these are the things that we're going to try to do, and you know the calls and the alerts and the checks that are going to address those different looks and those different things that you're trying to set up, then when the coach actually gets in your ear, you're like, I got you. I remember, hey, meeting, da-da-da, we're on the same page. Don't need to worry about it. But when you haven't seen that 80,000 times, like the Hard Knocks clip, it's still one of my favorite from the Jets last year when the Jets played the Broncos. And the safety walks up, shows the blitz. Roger goes, you're not coming. Backup. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, stop.
You're not it.
Stop.
Come on.
Like, that's the kind of thing where it's like, you can't throw anything at those guys because they've seen it all. And so it's rare, I think, when you get a C.J. Stroud who does see and understand and make changes and can process very quickly from day one.
I think what'll be interesting with C.J. Stroud is
the adjustment.
I think that he wasn't doing a lot of checking at the line. And they had some... C.J. Stroud had a great year, and I don't want to make it sound like he did not have a great year.
But he wasn't processing like Peyton Manning in his prime.
Well, they also weren't a team that won a lot of games. They were 10-7 won that division, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They're good.
They were good.
Yeah.
They were a good team. But, you know, they weren't elite. They weren't like a 13-4 or even 12-5 team. Those two wins mean a whole heck of a lot.
He was really good. And a 12-win team is very different.
Yeah. Yeah. But when the rest of the NFL catches up, your schedule gets harder. Okay. And then you sit there and you're given more on your plate. What does that look like? That's where we see the sophomore regression in quarterbacks.
Sure.
So that's going to be a really interesting one, because I thought that the Texans were going to be primed for a regression year. And then they go out and they get Stephon Diggs and they add another game-breaking wide receiver to add with Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Dalton Schultz. Like, they now have a true number one receiver too, which is invaluable, as your quarterback needs to have that guy who is that safety blanket, like we were talking about with Jordan Love.
Matt LaFleur is spitting in their general direction right now.
Spitting. Like, he wants to throw up. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans.
Cram it up your cram hole in the floor.
We're going to take that number one receiver. We've got one now.
All his crazy.
Because that's where that number one receiver is so valuable, is when you're sitting there like, okay, I am kind of in a pretzel right now. I don't have the check. What do?
Stephon Diggs, go get it.
Throw it up to 14. Yeah. He'll bail me out. You know, put it where only 14 can get it. Put it where only Diggs can go and get the football. And a lot of times, if he doesn't get it, nobody else is, and I'm not hurt by that, right? Like, that's a really great tool to have. That is, like, watching that show Receivers on Netflix, that's 90% of what Jimmy Garoppolo did to Devontae Adams last year, was just throw it where only he could get it. And sometimes Devontae Adams, namely, wide open down the sideline, and he overthrew him by 20 yards. He didn't get it to where even Devontae Adams could get it.
Gross.
Yep. It was gross.
Gross.
And then, like, the quote that Devontae Adams had where, this guy's going to get me killed.
Yeah.
Throwing high over the middle. Like, I'm going to go get it, but he's going to get me killed at some point. And he almost did. He almost killed Devontae Adams.
Yeah, and DA still end up having a pretty good year. The only redemptive quality about that offense.
Yep, now he's got Minshew mania, baby.
I'm babe.
Let's go. Let's go.
Get weird.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.